Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emerges as world's most popular leader, securing 68% approval in a latest global survey. Railways to upgrade its communication infrastructure and expand the Kavach automatic train protection system across multiple zones. 13 killed in a bus accident in Andhra Pradesh. President and Prime Minister express grief at loss of lives. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for immediate end to war in West Asia, citing humanitarian and economic consequences. Ram Navami, marking the birth of Lord Ram, being celebrated in different parts of the country. And Karnataka dominate medals tally with 5 gold and 2 silver medals in ongoing Khelo India Tribal Games in Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has once again been ranked the world's most popular leader, securing a 68% approval rating in the latest global survey conducted by US-based data analytics firm Morning Consult. The survey, carried out between March 2nd and 8th, shows Prime Minister Modi maintaining a significant lead over other global leaders. Switzerland's President Guy Parmelin and South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung are in second position, both with 62% approval ratings. Leaders from the Czech Republic and Argentina follow with 57% and 56% approval respectively. In contrast, US President Donald Trump recorded a 39% approval rating and did not feature among the top 10. The railways have approved projects worth over 1,200 crore rupees to upgrade its communication infrastructure and expand the Kavach automatic train protection system across multiple zones. The railway ministry said the projects aim to strengthen the railway network through advanced fiber communication systems and enhanced safety mechanisms. The ministry said two major projects have been approved to establish a robust dual fiber communication network across all 5 divisions of Central Railway at a cost of more than 600 crore rupees. Referring to safety measures, the ministry said Kavach 4.0, the indigenously developed collision avoidance system, will be deployed on 548 kilometers of high traffic routes across Tamil Nadu, Kerala, and Karnataka at a cost of over 300 crore rupees. It said the system is designed to prevent train collisions by automatically applying brakes in critical situations and will enhance operational safety on busy corridors. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that India's economy is doing extremely well under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, despite the ongoing West Asia crisis. Speaking at a summit organized by a private channel in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju noted that India is dependent for its energy resources on other countries and it is managing its energy crisis very well. Mr. Rijiju also emphasized that Indian ships continue to pass safely through the Strait of Hormuz, reflecting India's strong diplomatic outreach and global standing.
If our ships are passing through the Strait of Hormuz, some ships have already passed through and rest are likely to be very soon. That shows the position of India. India is one of the few countries who could speak to all parties. Our Prime Minister had got a call from US President. Our Prime Minister spoke to Israeli Prime Minister. Our Prime Minister spoke to Iranian President. Our Prime Minister spoke to all the head of the government of the Gulf countries. India is today sitting in a very comfortable situation despite challenging atmosphere. It is because of a decisive, very matured leadership.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a 2-day visit to France starting today to participate in the G7 foreign ministers meeting with partner countries. The External Affairs Ministry said Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold bilateral discussions with his counterparts on the sidelines of the G7 foreign ministers meeting at Abe Devo de Serne. In Andhra Pradesh, at least 13 people were burnt alive and 22 others injured as a private bus caught fire after colliding with a tipper truck near Rayavaram in Markapuram district this morning. Both vehicles were completely gutted in the fire. There were 35 passengers in the bus at the time of the collision. The injured passengers were shifted to the government hospital at Markapuram. The death toll is likely to go up as the condition of some of the injured is stated to be critical. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the tragic bus accident. More from our correspondent.
13 people lost their lives and 28 others were injured in the devastating road accident. The injured were rushed to nearby hospitals. Critically injured victims were later shifted to Ongole for advanced treatment. The state government has assured full support to the families of the deceased and the injured. It said all medical expenses will be covered. The chief minister reviewed the situation with senior officials. He directed them to ensure the best medical care, provide compensation and conduct a thorough investigation. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief. The Prime Minister announced ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh on Saturday. The airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees. Designed as a sustainable and future-ready infrastructure project, Noida International Airport aims to operate as a net zero emission facility, integrating energy efficient systems and environmentally responsible practices. Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in India. The inauguration of this airport marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards becoming a global aviation hub. The airport, envisioned as a major international gateway for the National Capital Region, represents a major step in strengthening the country's airport infrastructure and enhancing regional and international connectivity. United Nations UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that the ongoing West Asia conflict is disproportionately affecting the poorest and the most vulnerable populations, calling for an immediate end to the war and a renewed push for diplomacy. In a post on social media, Guterres said the humanitarian consequences of the conflict are being borne by civilians who have no role in the conflict. He added that shock waves of the conflict in West Asia are falling the hardest on those who bear no responsibility. The UN chief stressed that diplomacy and adherence to international law are the only viable solutions to the crisis. Guterres also highlighted the economic impact of the conflict, particularly the prolonged disruption of shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has said Iran allowed India and a number of other friendly nations, including China and Russia, to use the Strait of Hormuz for commercial shipping. Global oil and gas prices have surged after Iran blocked the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow shipping lane between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman that handles roughly 20% of global oil and LNG liquefied natural gas. There have been growing global concerns over disruptions in commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, with US President Donald Trump warning Iran of severe consequences if it does not fully reopen the waterway. The Iranian foreign minister made it clear that ships linked to Iran's adversaries will not be allowed to transit through the strategic waterway. In Bangladesh, at least 25 people have been confirmed dead after a passenger bus carrying dozens plunged into the Padma River at Daulat Diya Ferry Terminal in Rajbari District in a tragic accident. The incident occurred around 5:15 p.m. on Wednesday at Daulat Diya Ghat No. 3 in Golanda Upazila when the Dhaka-bound bus lost control while attempting to board a ferry and fell off a pontoon into the river. Rescue efforts are ongoing as authorities continue to search for more victims. Fugitive diamond merchant Nirav Modi suffered a legal setback after the High Court of Justice King's Bench Division in London rejected his petition seeking to reopen proceedings against his extradition order to India. The application to reopen the case was filed on the basis of the Bhandari judgment, a ruling delivered by a UK High Court in the case of defence middleman Sanjay Bhandari. In that matter, Bhandari had argued that he could face torture if extradited to India, and the court had declined his extradition on humanitarian grounds. Ram Navami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today, marking the birth anniversary of Maryada Purushottam Bhagwan Shri Ram. The festival holds deep religious and cultural significance, inspiring people to follow the ideals of truth, justice, virtue and duty, as exemplified in the life of Lord Ram. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to citizens on the occasion of Ram Navami. In a message, President Murmu said, Bhagwan Shri Ram motivates us to discharge our duties towards society. The Vice President defined Lord Ram as a symbol of patience, sacrifice and devotion to justice, who stands as the supreme ideal of justice, truth and unwavering propriety for all humanity. Sharing a video on his social media, Prime Minister Modi said, the ideals of Lord Ram will continue to guide not only the people of India, but all of humanity for eternity. Ram Ram Jaya Raja Ram 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 Jaya Sita Ram 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 Jaya Raja Ram 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 Jaya Sita Ram. Indian stock markets remained closed today on the occasion of Ram Navami. Trading was halted at both the Bombay Stock Exchange and the National Stock Exchange across segments, including equities, equity derivatives, currency derivatives and securities lending and borrowing. Meanwhile, trading in the commodities segment was shut during the morning session as per the Multi-Commodity Exchange of India. However, trading will resume in the evening session at 5 p.m. In Chhattisgarh, competitions under the Khelo India Tribal Games are continuing on the second day today. Events in swimming, weightlifting, hockey and football are being held in Raipur. In football, a men's group stage match between Chhattisgarh and West Bengal ended in a 1-1 draw this morning. In the medals tally, Karnataka is leading with 5 gold and 2 silver medals. Odisha is in second place with 1 gold, 1 silver and 3 bronze medals, followed by Assam in third place with 1 gold and 1 silver. Tripura stands fourth with 1 silver and 1 bronze, while Chhattisgarh is in fifth place with 1 silver and 1 bronze medal. The ongoing International Film Festival Delhi 2026 at Bharat Mandapam is an important milestone in making the national capital a global film hub. The film festival aims to boost the creative economy, support film tourism, give fresh talent opportunities and facilitate creators with a single window. More from our correspondent.
On the second day of film festival, Sakranti Ki Vastunam, Lust for Life, Nirantar and Miyazagan films will be screened for the audiences. It will also feature Sitare Zameen Par, Noor, Bhagwant Kesari and Mahadev Ka Gorakhpur. In the Leaders Lounge, key industry session will include the inauguration of Cine Exchange, Pitch Forum, the Producer's Chair, the Casting Eye and interaction with Money Heist series actor Enrique Arce and a session on History of Bhojpuri Cinema. The film festival will host screening of over 125 Indian and international films, gala premieres and star-studded screenings, showcases digital and emerging cinema and will include masterclasses, industry panel discussions and workshops and cultural evenings and live performances. The week-long film festival will conclude on 31st of this month. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim until tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted thunderstorms and hailstorms over Bihar, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim. Thunderstorms and lightning are also expected over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, East Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Telangana, Uttarakhand and Vidarbh for the next 2 days. As part of our series, People's Padma on Akashvani, in our upcoming episode, we speak to Sri Mahendra Kumar Mishra from Odisha. He will be honoured with Padma Shri for his contributions in the field of literature and education. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emerges as world's most popular leader, securing 68% approval in a latest global survey. Railways to upgrade its communication infrastructure and expand coverage automatic train protection system across multiple zones. 13 killed in a bus accident in Andhra Pradesh. President and Prime Minister express grief at the loss of lives. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for immediate end to war in West Asia, citing humanitarian and economic consequences. Ram Navami, marking the birth of Lord Ram, being celebrated in different parts of the country. And Karnataka dominate medals tally with 5 gold and 2 silver medals in ongoing Khelo India Tribal Games in Chhattisgarh. With that, we end the midday news.